The ground where this plantation stands passed from Spanish to English and then back to Spanish control before it ever became a part of the United States. Its history also reflects the changing national laws that governed that part of the world. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
What is today known as Kingsley Plantation came to life during English rule of Florida in 1765. It wasn't until the early 19th century, though, before the Kingsleys actually arrived here.
Zephaniah Kingsley was looking for a sort of second career. He had made his money working out of Charleston, South Carolina, as a merchant and slave trader. And he saw Florida, and he came down to become a planter because it was more respectable at the time to be a planter than it was to be a slave trader.
Carol Clark shares the story from the plantation farm, which is today part of Timucuan Ecological and Historic Preserve. She says plantation life here had some differences from the rest of the South.
In Florida, you had the same kind of wealth. It just tended to be in different pieces. So this island is 1,000 acres that Kingsley owned, but he actually owned 32,000 acres in North Florida. So it's a lot of modern Jacksonville.
At the time, Kingsley's holdings were under Spanish rule. There were ways blacks could move from slavery to freedom, although it was rare. Kingsley's wife fit into that category, though.
Zephaniah Kingsley is a white man, but his wife, Anna, is an African woman. She becomes a part of this middle class in society where she's a landowner and business owner, probably doesn't have a lot of political power, but she's free moving in society.
This land passed between several different owners, so it may be a bit unusual, so many of the original buildings have been preserved.
Here on the island, as far as plantation-era buildings, we have the planter's home, the kitchen building and barn, and 25 of the original 32 slave cabins.
It is especially rare to have slave cabins to view, but their construction of tabby, a type of cement that used oyster shells, has helped them stand the elements. We'll have more next time. Traveling the Countryside, near Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.